Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Is important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey, Janessa.
Yes.
All right, so we listened to that call. It was the koala call, right? So like we were looking on the account, you know, a lady called in to cancel and, you know, offered, you know, deferred billing, a couple of discounts. She says no. But also, got to remember, you know, always give product knowledge. Even if it's just one piece with each save, like, hey, these are all natural. You know, I can put you on hold for 60 days. They say no. Well, I'll tell you what, it'll, you know, reduce your appetite. I'll even give you a 50% discount with future orders. They say no. Well, you know, it'll help reduce toxins built up in your body. I'll even do 75. That's my employee price, you know, or so, well, 75% off. So, you know, you could do it like that to make it a little easier or just get it all out at once. Either way, definitely always, you know, give product knowledge. And then at the end, you know, she asked, is this going to cancel these, you know, pending orders or, you know, current orders or whatever? And you said yes, which isn't the case, right? Because those charges are for the original ones. You know, that trial is over, so charges are valid. You know, she's a couple of days late and is not going to cancel those orders. So, you know, you should have said something like, well, you know, no, ma'am, those charges are for the products you already have on hand, but I've made sure you're canceled. You won't get any other charges or products in the mail. Other than that, anything else I can help you with?
Well, I don't know what time that call was, because I usually do that. I usually say that. That's why I was listening to the call. Like, was I about to get off or ready to go, or I don't know, something happened with that, because that's what I usually do when customers ask about that charge, like, oh, am I going to get any more shipped? And I'm like, oh, well, no, you know, that's for what you already received that, you know, you just paid shipping and handling for.
Right.
Yeah, I do. I know what you're saying, but yeah, I didn't hear it on that call. I did not. I don't know what I don't know what was going on there. I don't know. Yeah, that, okay, yeah, because that was weird, too, when I was listening to it. Like, why did I say that?
And I'm not sure. It could just be, I mean, it looks like it was around, you know, maybe 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock, so I'm not sure, you know, what time you may have been getting off that day.
That was, that was that day, I think. Did that say, no, that said March, didn't it?
Let me see, the call itself was March the 7th.
Okay,
but she called back like end of March, like almost around to April, looking for the refund that was promised to her.
Okay. I don't know what was going on that day. I thought it said April. I was like, oh, that was just last week, but no.
Yeah. But it's always, you know, always, even, you know, even if, you know, you're just about to get off, you know, definitely, you know, try to, you know, always, you know, reiterate that, you know, hey, sorry, those charges are valid. But, you know, there won't be any other charges or products coming to you in the mail. I've made sure you're canceled. Now, other than a refund, anything else I can help you with? Just to try to say, hey, sorry, no refunds. other than refunds, anything else that you want.
Right.
And then, you know, I could kind of transition into moving them off the phone a little bit quicker. Because then you're, you know, you're basically telling them, okay, you know, this is the last, you know, you're not going to get any more, and you're also not going to get a refund, you know, other than this refund you're asking for. Is there anything else I can help you with? Because
right.
then, you know, a lot of times they'll say, no, I mean, that was it. I was just trying to get my money back. And you're like, well, I understand, and I apologize. I couldn't do that for you, but I want to thank you for calling customer service.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they're going to, you know, push back, though, and still be like, no, I just want a refund. And then, you know, you kind of just got to, you know, try to deal with it, you know, as best as possible. But I always, you know, pretty much use the same, you know, the same things. Like, well, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not able to process one for you at this time. But again, I've made sure you're canceled. You won't get anything else in the mail or any other charges other than a refund, anything else I can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, just to, you know, again, reiterate, hey, you know, we're pretty much done here.
Right.
You know, I'm just waiting for you to accept it, basically.
Right.
So yeah, definitely just, you know, watch out for that, because the client sent this over to us, so we definitely don't want to have them, you know, seeing stuff like that, because that could cause us to, you know, lose the contracts with them, which, you know, if that happens, then, you know, people would start losing their jobs. We definitely don't want
right.
that. So... do you have any questions about anything, or?
No, because clearly I heard the call. I see exactly where I. Yeah, I
can barely hear you.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I was saying, like, no, yeah, because, I mean, I heard the call, and, you know, I clearly heard what I did wrong. I just don't know how. I don't know what happened. I just don't know, because I usually don't. I usually don't do calls like that, especially because I'm usually the one that's like, oh, I don't know why the agent didn't tell you. Like, I've had calls where customers will say, yeah, well,
right.
I canceled the account, but I still got the product and things like that. And I'll be like, oh, I don't know why you wasn't told that, you know, there was a product already shipped and things like that, because that's what I usually do. Like, you know, well,
right,
it's canceled,
right.
but it's already shipped. And yeah, I don't know where that came from that day. Yeah, I don't know.
And you know, a lot of times, you know, mistakes do happen and stuff like that. You know, but we definitely just want to make sure that it, you know, just stays a, you know, kind of a one-off thing, and you know, it doesn't continue, you know, moving forward. But I mean, the only thing that we're gonna do is I'm just gonna send you an email here. Just kind of recapping what we talked about and all that. And so all you would have to do is just reply to the email, say, you know, either with any questions or comments or that you
okay.
understand. And that's basically it.
Okay.
But I'll have that, you know, typed up shortly. Oh, 5-9 just kicked me out.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Oh, wait, it's just reconnecting. But yeah, do you have any questions or anything like that?
I'm trying to see. No, I think I had a question earlier, but I can't think of what it was. It was about a customer I had today. I can't think of what it is. Okay, now this is the thing I wanted to ask too, because, you know, I had a call today where it was a wife's account, but her husband was in the background. And she had been getting this product for like maybe like since October of last year or something. And she's had been sending it back. Not, you know, the way we tracking number, just refusing the package every month. But of course, you know, we were still shipping the product. So as I was disconnecting the call, she was accepting of the fact she asked about a refund. And I had explained that, you know, due to her canceling and she had not, you know, sent those products back the proper way. Like, we had no idea that she was sending those products back because we don't see that. We just see where we were shipping those out. But she was okay with not getting a refund. But as I was ending the call, I heard her husband say something about the Better Business Bureau. Now, will we refund because of someone in the background? Because I didn't. I did not refund or call back because it wasn't her. And we had already, you know, me and her were having the conversation. He was just in the background upset about the charges.
Right.
And that she had paid almost $600 and had been shipping this product back every month.
Right. Yeah, so with that, it's kind of two ways for people in the background, right? So if, you know, like if there's somebody in the background.
But you could hear she kept telling him, like, be quiet or, you know, stop hollering.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to hear and you listen to what she's saying. You know, I didn't cancel. You know, so she was very understanding on what was going on. He was just, like, belligerent because that's $600, which I could understand. But, you know, your wife placed the order and she's accepted the charges. So, you know. But, yeah, I didn't cancel. I mean, well, of course I canceled it, but I didn't refund anything because I didn't take it as a threat because she didn't make the threat.
Right. But technically,
but you will be able to clearly hear it on the call, like right before I hung up. It was like, well, we're going to do the BBB as I would, you know, but it was already, thank you for contacting customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day. And it's like, yeah, well, we're going to do the BBB. But, you know, I was clicking, ending the call. But it wasn't her.
Yeah.
It was him.
Yeah. So, well, what you should have done was, and make sure you're not, you know, like hitting end call or dispositioning the call until the customer has already hung up and you're in after call works.
Right. Well, usually, yeah, because I'm usually still typing. So,
yeah,
I just usually say thanks for contacting and I'll hit my mute button. But I don't necessarily, you know,
end
the call or hang up because I'm typing usually.
Got it. Yeah. So what you could have done on that is, you know, when you heard it, because technically, even though she didn't make the threat, he did. And they're still there. You know, they didn't get a refund with us. Well, now they're going to go to the BBB. Right. So it would still be technically considered a threat. Even like the same, like if you got somebody on mute and they say, oh, you know, she's a stupid, whatever, we're not allowed to, you know, recognize that because they're on mute technically, you know, and we didn't hear it, air quotes. But if it's a threat and they're on mute, you know, you still take that threat as legit and then start their protocol. But the same, if somebody's in the background, not on the phone making threats, then yeah, you would still start their protocol. What you could have done was, you know, as soon as you had ended the call and you heard them say the BBB, could have been like, oh, hey, you know, such and such, my supervisor is walking this way. Hold for me just a second. I'm going to try to talk to him for you real quick. Let me see what I can do.
Okay.
And then they think you're doing something big and special for them and, you know, you're really trying to help them out.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that was a call I had today, though. That's the only question, because I was like, well, you know, she didn't make the threat herself. She was okay with the charges. She knew she was saying she was going to chalk it up to, you know, her mistake, you know.
Yeah,
and
take an
he
L.
Was, right. And he was like, nope, the BBB, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we didn't already ended everything, basically. The call, you know, was, you know, I had ended my ending conversation and things like that. So, yeah, that was just the only question with that one there. What do we do in situations like that? But.
Right. So for that, definitely, you know, start, you know, threat protocol for something like that. You know, somebody makes a threat in the background or on mute or, at the end of the call, you know, after the call's been branded and they, you know, make one, or somebody in the background does, then yeah, you know, definitely start their protocol, even if it wasn't the person on the phone.
Right.
Because I mean, they can still go to the BBB and complain, even if it wasn't the person that ordered. You know, they could do it for them, or, you know, they could convince them to do it, you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, so I would do that, you know, moving forward for that. But yeah, so, do you have any other questions about anything?
No. That was the only question I had, like what to do in a situation like that.
All right, cool, cool. Well, I appreciate it, and I will talk to you later, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right, thank you. You too, Vince.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.